Daily Dose for December 14th. The Lord is our defender. Obadiah is one of those short books of the prophets with one particular theme that God wanted enshrined for the future and the present. Jacob's descendants had been through repeated and awful judgment for their idolatry and unfaithfulness to God. Their cities were routinely sacked, their villages and farms looted and pillaged, their innocents brutally treated by Syria, by Assyria, by Babylon, by Ammon, by Tyre and Sidon, by Philistia, by Egypt. You name it, the surrounding powers pummeled the people of the promised land. Adding deep insult to injury, the descendants of Jacob's brother Esau, the Edomites, had participated in the calamities inflicted on their cousins. They laughed when the Israelites were struck down and humiliated. The Edomites plundered the houses and temple and shrines of Israel when foreign nations assaulted her. And in Obadiah, God was declaring that he was going to put a stop to it, because he was Israel's defender. In God's eyes, what Edom did to Israel was far worse than the injuries and degradations received at the hand of the invaders that had sacked Israel. God did not excuse Israel for what she had done, nor withhold the punishment that he was meting out for their national and personal sins. But for Edom to revel in the destruction of his own flesh and blood was appalling. So God declared, "As you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return on your own head. There will be no survivors from the house of Esau," declares the Lord. I am reassured as I read this small prophecy that while I suffer some of the consequences of my sins, some because if I got what I really deserved for my sins, I certainly wouldn't be able to write this little devotional thought, God still defends me. I may blow it and hear the taunts and accusations of the people around me for what I have done, but I am still his, and he is mine. That's all I need to know. Thanks for joining me today. We'll see you tomorrow.